Luke chapter 16. Then he also said to his disciples, A certain man was rich, and he had a steward, and this man was accused by him of squandering his possessions. So he called him and said to him, What is this I hear about you? Give an account of your stewardship, for you will not be able to hold the office of steward any longer. Then the steward said to himself, What should I do? For my master is taking my stewardship away from me. I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I will do, so that when I have been dismissed from my stewardship, they will receive me into their homes. And he called for each one of his master's debtors, and he said to the first, How much do you owe my master? So he said, 100 baths of oil. Then he said to him, Take your agreement and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, And how much do you owe? This one said, 100 cores of grain. Then he said to him, Take your agreement and write 80. Then the master commended the dishonest steward because he had acted prudently. For the sons of this age are more prudent than the sons of light towards their own generation. And I say to you, make yourselves friends of dishonest mammon, so that when you fail, they will receive you in age-abiding dwellings. He who is trustworthy in the least thing is also faithful in a greater matter, and he who is dishonest in the least thing is also dishonest in a greater matter. So if you have not been trustworthy with dishonest mammon, who will entrust you with that which is true? And if you have not been trustworthy with another person's property, who will give you something of your own? No domestic servant can serve two masters, for he will either hate one and love the other, or be attached to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now the Pharisees also heard all these things, and, being avaricious, they mocked him. Then he said to them, You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in God's sight. The law and the prophets were the order of the day until John. From then on, the kingdom of God has been preached, but everyone is using force against it. However, it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one tittle of the law to drop out. Everyone who divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery, and everyone who marries a woman divorced from her husband commits adultery. Now there was a certain rich man, and he used to wear purple and fine linen, and he feasted luxuriously every day. And there was a certain poor man, by the name of Lazarus, who had been placed at his gate, covered in sores, and he longed to be fed from the crumbs which fell from the table of the rich man. Not only that, but the dogs would also come and lick his sores clean. Then it came to pass that the poor man died, and he was carried away by angels to Abraham's bosom. Then the rich man also died and was buried. And when in Hades he lifted up his eyes, where he was in torments, he saw Abraham from a distance and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he called and said, Father Abraham, have compassion on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering pain in this flame. But Abraham said, My child, remember that you received the good things you had in your life, whereas Lazarus likewise bad things. But now he is comforted here, whereas you suffer pain. And besides all these things, a great chasm between us and you has been established, so that those wishing to cross from here to you cannot do it, nor can anyone cross from your side to us. Then he said, In that case, I ask you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, to testify solemnly to them, so that they do not also come to this place of torment. Abraham said to him, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them heed them. Then he said, No, Father Abraham, but if one of the dead goes to them, they will repent. But he said to him, If they will not hear Moses and the prophets, even if someone were to rise from the dead, they would not be persuaded.